The time limit is 15 minutes, and Pete is going to take 1 minute to give us a correction from yesterday.
You need a microphone.
Yes.
Either grab this one.
He has 1 minute.
That one's stationary.
That doesn't sound that far from Patty's. It was 23rd or something. Well, let me get yours.
I just wanted to begin by saying that this, I appreciate the sentiment that Dan spoke following up my discussion yesterday, but I think that he may have left you with an impression that was the opposite of what I was trying to say, and in fact, not at all what was in the plan that I presented or what I had intended. He followed up by saying, it sounds like we need 20 staff, and that's, of course, very intimidating to an organization that has limited resources. I have a plan in here that says if we can bring in 2 full-time people at specific with specific skills, including our webmasters at the local level, we can accomplish much of what I've discussed yesterday. So I'm not talking about giving us a half $1 million to do some technical things. I'm talking about modest, small growth that's long overdue, and it's reasonable and attainable with just a small change. And that's all I wanted to say. And there is a specific plan to get us from where we are to a place where we're bringing in revenues through e-commerce if we have these key people in place. So if you guys get to the last part of the slides, which I didn't get to yesterday, you would see that plan in a very basic skeletal state. So with that said, I'm open to questions.
Pete, would you come forward and take that microphone at the end of the table there?
Okay.
Pete, thank you for your exposition. I thought there were lots of good directions there that you were opening up, and I certainly think we need to go that way. You argued for 2 more people on the permanent staff. My guess is that there are people at all of the stations who would just love to participate in helping design Pacifica websites, and probably for free. And I'm asking, can you work with a volunteer staff like that? The other point is our webmaster is paid half time, so at KPFT, so she could presumably, she could work the other half time.
Yeah, it's a great question. I appreciate where it's coming from, and that's exactly what I get to. Again, I'm trying to be brief and give you the skinny here. With the additional staff, we would position ourselves correctly to bring in more volunteers. There's a security issue. There is the integrity of the members, e-commerce, hacking potential, email confidentiality. We can't just open up and it's not just about designing or database entry. There's a lot of technical coding, security, system administration, database issues that get neglected, regular maintenance that leave us exposed. And here we need specialty people. For example, you folks or the board, your prior board 2 years ago met with the general manager from WFMU, I believe. He expressed how he is a very successful web team, one station, not a network of 5, one station where they have 5 to 6 paid staff, some part-time, some full-time, and then another dozen volunteers. But you need that core paid staff that provides the security, the monitoring, so that we can do the volunteer. We're working at a deficit level from a purely technical perspective. And at KPFT, for example, though Christiane is great and she tries hard, she doesn't have the technical skills I'm talking about here. And even at the local, a lot of our webmasters are not at this level. So I'm working with your local station websites. And I'm saying, collectively, we're at a deficit. And we are all putting in more hours than we have, and we're still failing to accomplish what we should have minimally. So that's why I'm making these recommendations. Yes.
Hi, Pete. It seems to me, with my little knowledge about website design, et cetera, that there are sort of 2 sides to this coin. There's the technology, the underlying technology. For instance, you've mentioned Joomla. It's something that the public don't really see. They look at the website. They don't know if you're using Joomla or Mambo or what it is. And things such as the, you know, the web streams and the uploading of files, which, you know, would be part of maybe an FTP access, et cetera. All of that, I imagine, is very, very time consuming. There's another aspect to web design, which is the actual appearance, which the public is very aware of. And when the public go to a website, they're immediately given an impression about the organization. So I wondered if you could elaborate on how you prioritize those two sides that I see, and if you don't, if you disagree with my analysis, you feel that there's another side or something that I'm missing, please explain.
The biggest side is the support, the behind the scenes, to help other producers and other staff utilize the site. So that I'm working with the WBI because of my proximity. Ask Robert and ask Bernard. Prior to Robert, ask Indra, ask Don Rojas. I've been a de facto technical staff and assistant staff. You folks have seen me at meetings. You've invited me to local station board meetings. You know that I'm a de facto support staff and technical staff for people to get on the web, to use their site. So even beyond the designing, the administering, the maintenance, the security, it's all other hand-holding aspects. We have special events. They need to get online. Those producers need to know information. There's all this kind of behind the scenes that's invisible. In terms of the design, what I do is I have a questionnaire that I've been using for modifying and updating since time, but for about a decade. I've used that questionnaire twice with the national staff, and I tried to do it with the local, with the PNB over time, but we don't have much time to do this. It's a 4 or 5 page questionnaire that extracts from the client, in this case, specific staff, what the needs are. And from that, we prioritize the goals. And that's what I've used to twice update Pacifica.org, and that's what I'm going to use for the next update as well.
Can I just follow up and ask, so when will we be getting that questionnaire? When will the National Board receive that questionnaire? Because I'm new on the National Board.
Sure. I think ideally that would be best going through the Technology Committee, though if the Board as a whole would like to give me some time to really discuss this, I'd love to go into 60, 90 minutes where we can have back and forth, where I don't have to kind of rush through things and you don't have a chance to really ask questions that you have. But it takes time. I appreciate it.
I have Bob and then Ambrose and okay. Bonnie.
First, Pete, as always, thanks for a really comprehensive report, and thanks for the incredibly hard work that you have put in for years and years. On your last suggestion about coming back to the board, I think you might want to explore the possibility of having the technology committee invite you for that kind of extended talk and give a special notice of that meeting to the entire board so anyone could, and maybe special permission to the committee that night that any board member could participate, ask questions, and so on. So that's on that point. I had two questions. One is to follow up on this question of personnel to do all the work that you've outlined. And I'm particularly concerned about the homepage of Pacifica.org and the program guide, because that's obviously the prime real estate where people first have a point of entry and are either excited or turned off. So my experience going there in the last year, let's see, when was the revamp of the look?
Last January,
right. In the last year is that, and this isn't said as criticism, it's just a fact that it often has been a couple months or sometimes several months behind as far as the latest special that Pacifica has done. And to me, that's some of our most compelling content is, you know, last week we had this great special on anti-war movement or whatever. And I'm sure that that's tied to the lack of personnel to do the work. But what I'm asking is, isn't there a way to kind of reorganize responsibility so that whether it's the network program coordinator or whether it's the producer of a particular special can be trained into how, because this is a content management system, right, that is very easy to be trained how to upload your content. So is, and then also perhaps volunteers. And I'm wondering what are the barriers to trying to utilize
That's
more people that
very
way.
Good question, Bob. The barriers are two. Time, for me, as you know, I've put in a tremendous amount of time at WBAI for crisis after crisis. Server issues, streaming issues, website issues, personnel, operational issues, unlimited, over the last 2 years in particular. Beyond that is resistance, as I mentioned in the slides. Yes, this site allows people to do it. I've done trainings with some producers. It's gone slow. And despite the fact that it is a content management system and that hundreds of thousands of others are using it worldwide, we just seem to not want to use it, or we just seem to be afraid or intimidated by it. I've done trainings with Pacifica Radio Archives. I've done trainings with paid and unpaid staff. I've done trainings with lots of people. And you see slowly some more content in the last 3 months if you've looked. Okay, but it takes time. As they say in the slides, in a normal organization, in past groups I've worked with, the adoption phase is triple to quadruple the length that it should be in other organizations. That projects and other similar ideas or concepts are adopted much quicker in other organizations than I find here, and it's a struggle. And it may reflect poorly on, you may think it's the webmaster's fault, but I've created a site that everyone has access to and no one wants to access it, is basically it.
Okay, and I have one more question. The new board members may not be aware that one of the, I think, accomplishments of last year's board was to negotiate a new five-year contract with Democracy Now! To continue that programming. And one proviso that we insisted upon and they agreed to was that the web link on democracynow.org that linked to Pacifica, which up till that point had been tiny and had been buried at the very bottom of their homepage, must be moved up above the fold and must be larger. And we actually negotiated the exact measurement of how large it would be so that it would be more visible to the hundreds of thousands of viewers that they have. And so this was a great thing. It was signed. It's all in effect. But since I went there maybe 2 weeks ago, and please, Pete, tell me if this has changed, the link is dead. You click on Pacifica.org, it doesn't take you to our site. Has that been remedied? And if not, why not?
I have no control over what Democracy Now! Does with their website. I've tried over the last 5 years to ask and make requests. I think those requests are best coming from our executive director.
Dan, do you know anything about this?
No, it's the first I've heard of it.
Okay, well then maybe I can follow up with you more individually, but I think this should be done
sure.
Immediately. I mean, we're losing the potential to get thousands of people to Pacifica.org that can come through that site. I think it's on the left side. It's supposed to be above the fold. Or maybe it's on the right. I can't remember.
It was on the left last week. Oh, it's not voting well, is it? Let's see.
Are there any other questions since the clock is ticking?
Yeah. Please. Ambrose.
You know, you'd mentioned in your report e-commerce. What do you need from this board to authorize you to set up e-commerce? And how would you put it? Would you have e-commerce for all five stations and a separate one for the archives? How would you do it?
Well, that's a complicated question. As the first slide on e-commerce indicates, it's often where I find past clients in this organization, no different, want to jump to that, like you jump to the end of the book, mm-hmm. You know? But when you jump to the end of the book, as I say, you sometimes don't get it because you don't understand what you're reading. You can't jump to e-commerce similarly because you won't get it unless you put in the other things, the content, the marketing, and the other services and tools in place to attract and extract those donors. So I outlined some of those parts in this as well. Having said that, we can't just go right to e-commerce without building the right infrastructure to get there. And we've done a lot in that way. We need, simply put, more human resources to ensure security, to ensure even fulfillment, coordination, mostly on the technical side. Security is the biggest issue. We had, you know, without getting into detail, more than one instance in the last few years where our servers have been compromised, and that's a big problem. You know, if it happens and the public loses confidence in our abilities online, they won't come back. So having said that, in terms of what preferences, I think strategically it would help Pacifica if collectively we would put forward a united front in terms of e-commerce. If collectively we had one source, one central store, sort of space, sort of say, or donation center, that wouldn't have this watered-down message that you hear five different domains at the five signal areas. When PRA does their special nationally, they say a sixth domain. We at National hope somebody will say Pacifica.org, that's seven domains. It's a very watered-down message. If we had one domain, one site that would collectively house all of our premiums, we could, from a marketing perspective, it's a fact that it'll have significantly more branding and marketing success by using that one domain in our mailers, on our signal areas. So that's the marketing and technical side. It's easier to maintain, administer, to monitor, secure, easier to market and brand. So that's the... Now, what about the money, right? Well, I would say at the end of the day, if we bring in more money collectively with one site than we do throughout our six or seven sites, that would be a good fight to have, how to divvy up surplus revenues that we didn't have in prior years. I think that's a good fight. It's like saying, you know, arguing over having to pay taxes because you made money that year. It's a good thing you made money that year then. So, you know, let's first make that money and let's see about separating the money. We could come up with a ratio and say based on stations' operational needs, or a ratio based on stations' last year e-commerce revenue. Say last year KPFA did 30% of the whole in e-commerce. So next year, you know, we're going to get there. I don't know, whatever that ratio, that might be, that's probably a policy issue. But in terms of technically and marketing, I would strongly encourage the board to think about that one collective site and really leverage that we're a network.
So we're going to authorize you one collective site.
For e-commerce, again.
For e-commerce, in terms of the network.
In terms of content, the station sites, and even these niche sites like the War Come Home, and they all funnel to that one centralized e-commerce
right.
site.
Good enough.
Okay, Bob had a follow-up.
Thanks. I just wanted to correct myself. We just checked democracynow.org. It does indeed have a live link to Pacifica.org, so I'm happy to hear that. But there was a second part of our contract which we need to activate, which is to allow that link to include changeable text based on whatever we want to promote that week, that month. And I'm wondering, Pete, if there's a barrier to starting to activate that, and whenever you know you put something up or whoever puts something up that's exciting, that you then get the DN people to change the text
yeah.
in their link.
Working with the executive director, I will coordinate a way so that we will do it on through our server so that we won't have to contact Democracy Now! And any changes we make when it's implemented in real time, it will show on their site. So that's how we'll coordinate. But again, it's something I'll work with the executive director to do.
Okay, Bonnie?
Hi, Pete. And thank you, as others have said, for all of your work. I'm a moderately technically savvy person. When you were talking about e-commerce just now, I actually think that for listeners, that listeners all want to feel a particular alliance to a radio station, and that it's a little bit of a jump to be asking people to walk down the road to where the first thing they think of is Pacifica rather than the radio station that they go to either online or tune in their local city. So I don't necessarily follow that it will be that effective to try to lump e-commerce into one. I think that people really have to feel that alliance. Also, from the standard, from the aspect of being on the air, and that's how you're going to get a lot of people to go initially to a site to deal with e-commerce. It's cumbersome for the people on the air to be trying to switch that. It's easy for us during a fund drive to say, go to kpfa.org, and you can see, you know, any number of the premiums available for you so that you can check it out, you know, whenever you feel like it, and then pledge securely. I think it is a jump to then be switching that to Pacifica.org. Also, and I'm the new guy here, one of the new guys here. So I have had occasion to go up to the Pacifica.org site or the Net site or any of the other ones a number of times looking for information that I want. And I don't know how this can be accomplished, but I think it's really hard to navigate around, and I think that having the Net and org and what else do we have? Pacifica Foundation is really difficult. Can you just, for a moment, tell me a little bit about the history of how it all became segmented that way?
Sure. I didn't want to go into it too much because I've mentioned it over the last two or three boards, but and because of time. You know, simply put, the old Pacifica prior to last January was marred down by the mass of content. Everyone's special or everyone's initiative is important and should be at the very top of Pacifica.org. Every program, every station, everybody I speak to has something that needs to be on the top of Pacifica.org. So Pacifica went from something that was two screens scroll to a four screens of scrolling. And more than half of those screens were really niche things that if you looked at the traffic, very few people in terms of overall visitors were looking at. Most of the visitors look for programming content. They come to Pacifica, they want to see Democracy Now! Or Free Speech Radio News or Flashpoints or some other content that was there. But half of the homepage was full of meeting, minutes, how to affiliate, things that really pertain to 5% or less of the people visiting. So the idea of separating those things out for more niche purposes and specialty sites, like a lot of businesses do, they have their commerce or their content site, and then they have their shareholders or their business site where they discuss shareholder issues or where they discuss minutes, etc. Same exact concept that Sony's and NBC and CNN and others do, really we were in the need of. The board generates, because of our bylaws and because of the needs of the board and the public, generates a tremendous amount of content. It's certainly a website unto itself. And so same thing with affiliates and targeting affiliates and new prospects. Though it's 5% of the overall traffic at Pacifica.org, if we target it that way, we can expand that with its own niche site. And in fact, I think all of this has proven successful when you look at the data and how many people are staying and clicking through at their respective niche sites. In other words, the people that are interested in the network side of things are spending more time at Pacifica Network than they did at Pacifica.org. People that are interested in the foundation side of things are spending more minutes at Pacifica Foundation than they did at Pacifica.org. Now, is it perfect? No. And in this year, as I said, I'm going to be doing a facelift for Pacifica.org, and what will follow is a facelift at Pacifica Network and Foundation, which will streamline navigation and improve interlinking. And as time goes by, I think in the last 6 months, you'll see a lot more improvement than you saw the first six months, from January to June last year. I could say the navigation was a lot more difficult than it has been the last 6 to 3 months. And again, with the facelift, look to see that improve. I hope I answered that. Now, with the first few questions you said, those are good ones. You can continue to say, going back to the e-commerce, you can continue to say go to kpfa.org, kpft.org, wbi.org, and we can just have links to the supportpacifica.org, which could be the support site, let's say. So it's not like always change is difficult for people, and change is met with resistance typically, especially, again, with technology. I understand that. But I think we can do things like earmark money at a supportpacifica.org. So if somebody comes, they can do a $50 donation that's earmarked for KPFA, and we can, again, measure that within the site. So there are things we can do to accommodate those special needs. But at the end of the day, I think it's in our best interest collectively to bring in as much money as we can through the web. And we can collectively bring in more money if we do it as a group than if we'd have 7 different websites. And that's my opinion professionally.
George?
When I tried to get the minutes for this meeting, I couldn't find
them. Could you speak into the mic?
When I tried to get the minutes for this meeting, I couldn't find them on the Pacifica website. And when I tried to look up past PNB recordings, I had to go to, somebody told me eventually, go to KPFTX. Could we just have those things put together quickly so that, a link to KPFTX would handle that?
Sure, a link to KPF could handle that, and I can do that pretty quickly. I think there are some links maybe for streaming and other things to KPFTX. Understand that KPFTX has been an effort that Otis has, it's invisible to us. but he has put in hundreds of hours into developing this. Again, I've shown past secretaries how to use the foundation site. And what I, the response, again, I don't want to say past, I mean, I've shown past board members how to use the site, not just secretaries, so they can put their own committee minutes there. And there's resistance. They say, oh, this is more work. Well, Otis does that more work. Someone's going to have to do that more work to get it in the fund. Maybe the foundation should hire a webmaster for the board. But the board generates massive amount of content. And if I were to focus on getting the foundation site fully trued up and have all the content that's at KPFTX, I would be focusing all of my time on the PMB and have no time for WBI's needs, streaming, monitoring their issues, no time for the Pacifica.org, et cetera. This board generates a tremendous amount of content, and that's why it has its own site now, and it's going to need some people to put content in there. I can help in that process, and I've built a system that lets everyone put in content. I have trained some folks, but I just can't do it all myself. Someone has to actually then take the step after the training and do it.
So let me say that as a programmer, I don't know if you intended that the programmers have access to this, but I never heard of it. I mean, and that may be a failure of the local stations to sort of communicate what you're communicating to the people who are, you know, might be able to use it.
Are there other questions? Go ahead.
Thank you, Pete, for setting up your very elaborate system here of the website. It's very complicated stuff. I want to know if are you working also helping the WBI? Do they have any kind of webmaster there at WBI, or do you have to take that responsibility as well in addition to your own?
Going back to 03-04, I've put in tremendous amount of time at WBI.org. Working with the staff in the past, the BI manager has decided to hire a non-technical person, more as a web editor. In fact, Bob was the first person hired, and I've spent a great deal of time working and training these web editors going back 3 years. Fortunately, WBI has finally hired a technical person, a very competent, technically skilled person, Michael Horowitz. And that's what I'm saying. KPFA has Mike Monocheri. KPFK has Ali Lexa. I'm in communication with them. I work with Mike Horowitz at WBI. But four folks are not enough. So I'm saying two specialty folks would help create a team that could then incorporate volunteers, that can then incorporate more people like Christian, et cetera, and help train others and help, you know, spread these skills. But right now, the four of us, Mike Horowitz, Mike Monocheri, Ali Lex, and myself, we're at a deficit. We're putting in more hours than we can afford. We're burning it at both ends, you know.
Rob, Ambrose, and Dan.
While he does that, can I make a quick announcement? It's a good one. It's a good one. The PNB has started a tradition the last like four meetings ago by Lem, that when we're in town, whatever the home city is, that the board members be asked to make a donation to the station there. So I've got a sign-up sheet to make a donation to WBAI, and I put my name and address on it, and they can send us a pledge card. And we can fulfill our pledges and become members of BAI if people would like to. I'm going to send it around.
Does that mean you can vote in more than one place?
No. Rob, please.
Thank you, Pete. After years of threatening to revise its website, WPFW had someone make upgrades to the website. Did they coordinate that effort with you, Pete? And if not, can you make a recommendation on how the board can try to improve policies so that there's coordination within the network?
Thank you. That's a good question. You're right, Rob, that the WPFW has upgraded their site. It's a big improvement. Unfortunately, or fortunately, they have not communicated or coordinated with me. I say unfortunately because I spent some time yesterday talking about the program guide. This was software developed that the foundation paid for that fits our need as a radio network. And I've shared that software with KPFTX, with KPFT rather, and the folks that developed the new KPFT site. I shared that software with WBAI. And in time, in this next year, I hope to have, as well as Ali Lex at KPFK, so KPFK, KPFT, and WBAI, as well as Pacifica, can share and synchronize data, and you can see going forward a much more streamlined and comprehensive approach because of the software in place. I don't think that PFW has that software in place with the new website, unfortunately. And because it's not built on Joomla, on a Joomla system, we couldn't introduce that. So what I'm saying is the efforts of myself and others to create the program guide, we can't take advantage of that in the case of WPFW because of the way that they've moved forward.
We've got Ambrose and Dan, and we'll close on the names that we already have.